Do you think that attitudes across Northern Ireland to different groups are the same or different? So, you know, would you particularly, for instance, hear an accent from Belfast and kind of go, oh, that hurts my ear? Or do you kind of feel that sort of when you hear accents that you have quite negative or positive reactions to them?
I think we're very conscious of trying to figure out, I think we probably do it subconsciously, where when we talk to people, you know, by their name, the way they talk or their dress, the first thing that we work out is what religion they are. And I don't know, maybe it's because of where I'm from, but I kind of have this, we all do this, whether we're doing it, whether we're conscious of it, you know, we figure out, you know, if somebody says their name is, you know, Patrick, you know, the likelihood that they're Catholic, so therefore that dictates the way that you will deal with them and what school people, you know what I mean, there's this constant mind game going on, quickly figure out where these people are from, what religion they are, and then that'll dictate what we speak about, you know what I mean. We're not going to, if your name is Elizabeth, we're not going to speak about the GAA or the fucking Pope's Visitation, you know what I mean, it'll be about the weather or what's on the news, and I think that goes on. I don't know if that's going on. Is the next generation doing that? Do they have the same? Are they as conscious of it as we were? Because I think growing up where I grew up, you know, to find these things out was a matter of not life and death. I don't mean to be dramatic about being life or death, but it could. You know, if you were in a wrong part of town, you very quickly wanted to know who you were dealing with, who you were talking to, because what they says could mean you were going to get a slap in the mouth, or you were going to have your own fucking life, or it was going to be great. It was going to be great, you know. So that kind of survival mechanism. I don't know if it's, like I said, I don't know if it's as conscious in young people now where it was with us, where you were always kind of figuring out. You know, if you heard a Belfast accent, you would have asked them, you know, what part of Belfast are you from, and knowing that if by saying west, north, east, or south Belfast, that you could, you know, you could kind of generally take the conversation in a direction where the next few questions was going to dictate, you know, what religion they were.
And they were probably playing the same game.
Oh, yeah, that's what we were doing. Everybody does it, you know.
And
I still do that, yes. I'm conscious that I'm doing it, and I find it funny that I'm doing it. That even, you know, the peace process and all that, where I'm still judging, or I'm still tied to that. I don't know, is it damage? Are we damaged, or is it survival? Is it? I think the fact that I'm conscious of it makes it different. You know what I mean? If I was doing it subconsciously and didn't know why I was doing it, well, then there would be something sad about that. But the fact that I know that I'm doing it and you know, like if you're phoning someone in the housing executive, the guy's name's Sammy. You know, straight away.
What you can
know,
you say? You talk about the weather.
And it's the fact, you know, when people say, you know, where I'm phoning from, you know, and I say the Bogside and Brandywell, I notice a change.
I'm sure.
Or, you know, and that whole thing about somebody says, where are you from? Do you say Derry or Londonderry?
What do you say?
I would say Derry.
Irrespective.
I would say Derry.
Even if it was feeling important.
And then look to see what the response is going to be, because I love to see what way people are going.
So have you had any responses where people kind of go, you mean Londonderry?
Aye. Or you'll talk to somebody on the phone, and you know, like if you're phoning up directly inquiries, or if you're phoning an insurance company or whatever, and you're saying it's Derry, and they go, you know, if you're dealing with people outside of the north, then they don't know. So you say to them, look, it's going to say Londonderry.
Yeah.
If I'm dealing with somebody from the north, I push it as far as I can. it's Derry, and they're going, oh, no. And or if you know, like the train from Belfast to Derry, I used to come up on the girl was going to, it was at Queen's, so it would have been coming back up, and you'd have been going to the, on a Sunday night, say, coming back up again. And this happened over the space of about 4 or 5 weeks, where I was dealing with the same two guys who worked at the train station.
Yeah.
Two working class Protestant fellas who worked.
Yeah.
So you would go in, I would say, a ticket for Derry. Oh, nowhere called Derry here, and then with this banter would go on, you know, this boy's not going to go to somewhere called Derry, you know, where's that, and this would go back and forward, you know, where they would, and the boy would say, look, wait, you know, Londonderry, do you want to go to London? So you would get the ticket. So this went on a couple of weeks, and then what happened was I eventually says, and at the time, oh, now you look back and I'll go, you know, they were doing that to wind me up.
Of course they were.
And, you know, the fucking, what a good job they done it. Anyway, I says, I want to speak to your manager. I want to speak to somebody further up. And the two guys got all flustered. They were all, Jesus, no, you know what I mean? You know, like, look, here's your ticket. Fucking get on the train and go. And go in the Irish one and shout, I want to see your manager. This is discrimination. These are making me say Londonderry. I fucked up, sadly. Like, I'm being forced to use words that I don't want to use.